Joshua chapter 9. Now when all the kings in the hill country west of the Jordan River, and in the western foothills, and on all the coast of the Mediterranean Sea as far as Lebanon, the Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, heard of what happened, they joined forces, uniting to fight against Joshua and Israel. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they developed a cunning plot. They went and put worn-out sacks on their donkeys, and took old, cracked, and patched wineskins, put dilapidated sandals on their feet, and put on old, tattered clothes. All their bread provisions were dried out and moldy. They came to Joshua, to the camp at Gilgal, and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a distant country, so make a treaty with us." But the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "What if you live among us? How can we make a treaty with you?" They replied to Joshua, "We are your servants." Joshua asked, "Who are you, and where do you come from?" They told him, "Your servants have come from a distant country, because we have heard of the reputation of the name of the Lord your God, and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were east of the Jordan River, to Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, who was at Ashtaroth. Our elders and all the inhabitants of our country told us, 'Take provisions in your hand for the journey, and go meet them, and say to them, We are your servants. Come now, make a treaty with us.' This bread we took was still warm when we loaded our provisions from our houses the day we left to meet you. Look, now it is dry and moldy. These wineskins were new when we filled them. Look, now they are cracked. Our clothes and sandals are worn out because the journey was so long." The Israelite men accepted some of their provisions, but did not ask the Lord's advice. So Joshua made a treaty with them, guaranteeing to let them live. The leaders of the community sealed it with an oath. 3 days after having made the treaty with them, they heard that they were, in fact, their neighbors and lived near them. The Israelites set out and came to their cities on the third day. Now their towns were Gibeon, Kephirah, Beeroth, and Kiriat Yearim. But the Israelites did not attack them because the leaders of the congregation had made a promise to them by the Lord, the God of Israel. So all the community grumbled against the leaders. But all the leaders replied to all the community, "We have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, so we cannot touch them. Here is what we will do to them. Let them live, so God's wrath will not come upon us because of the oath we swore to them." The leaders said to them, "Let them live." So they became woodcutters and water carriers for the whole community, just as the leaders said concerning them. Then Joshua summoned the Gibeonites, saying, "Why did you trick us, saying, 'We live far from you,' when in fact you live right here among us? Now, therefore, you are cursed. You will always be slaves, both woodcutters and water carriers for the house of my God." Then they answered Joshua, "Because your servants were clearly told how the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land before you. Therefore, we were terrified for our lives because of you. That is why we did this. Now we are in your hand. Do to us what seems good and right for you to do to us." So Joshua delivered them out of the hands of the Israelites, so they did not kill them. But Joshua made them that day woodcutters and water carriers for the community, and for the altar of the Lord, in the place he would choose. That is what they do to this day.